Justin Tucker suspended for 10 weeks of the season. You think somebody will pick this guy up?
Is he talented still?
That's the key.
Can he still kick? Because I think he can after all this is said and done. Mm-hmm. But we've seen, all right, look at the Deshaun Watson thing. What happened? Like, he was one of the best quarterbacks in the league in Houston. He gets hurt. This stuff comes out. And then all of a sudden, he can't even throw a football anymore. Yeah. I don't know. Like, he's at the back end of his career. He's the best kicker we've ever seen. Right. I still don't get the people out there going, well, this suspension's ridiculous. How can he get
This is not a ridiculous suspension. You know why?
Not for the reasons.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This suspension begins August the 26th. He's eligible to return November 11th. How the hell can you be suspended when you're not employed? Mm-hmm. The suspension should start when somebody signs him. So he gets to just hang around at home, suspended, not on anybody's roster, and then bam, on November 11th, somebody can say, we're going to sign you. You served your suspension. You're not employed. How are you serving a suspension, Ed, when you're not employed by anybody?
I agree with you. That's why we're talking about off air. It's like, it seems, doesn't quite make sense because, I mean, what could happen and may happen if he's, you know, his head is clear, some team that's going to be in the postseason, that which is, you'll know around then, 10 games in, 11 weeks, whatever it's going to be, somebody's, you know, sniffing the playoffs, the kicker went down, they don't have somebody, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I can see it.
Suspension's supposed to be without pay, am I right?
Yeah.
You're not getting paid because you're not on anybody's payroll.
Mm-hmm. I hate that they did this.
This is horrible. This, to me, is injustice. He gets to hang around and wait, like Ed said, to the final run for somebody to pick him up and he'll go kick.
And just so people know, the situation that he's in, the normal suspension is 6 games for something similar to this.
Yes.
So whatever the NFL found, they had to say it was more egregious than anything that they've seen, that to give him 10 games then, because you're typically not going to get it. And then now, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Like, the people out there that are defending Justin Tucker, I don't know why you guys are defending him.
I don't care.
He's not your friend. He ain't your buddy.
And evidently, he's not the guy that you thought he was.
No. And this is where it kind of drives me insane. Like, I see people, you posted something about it, and people underneath your post are going, oh, this is ridiculous. And not for the reason you're saying it's ridiculous. I get it. You liked him. He was a great kick. He's the best kicker I've ever seen.
Yeah, he was.
He's also a douchebag.
Listen to me. And I'm of the opinion. Listen, everybody makes mistakes. Nobody's perfect. We're right about that. You all. But don't tell me every imperfection, Ed, is equal. They're not all equal.
No, of course not. No, absolutely not.
So stop treating them that way.
Yeah. No, it's not. This is I mean, I'm going to go on the assumption all of this is true now. But, I mean, it's very different than a one-time lapse in whatever.
Does this feel different? So, again, with all you know and knowing that we know some people that were involved in this that we believe, does that affect your opinion either way on this? Like, knowing that there's even more smoke because there's someone that we trust?
Yes, of course.
But but at the same extent, too, like, you've gone through it. You got to prove it. You got to show that this has been done. And I don't know that they can prove it to affect him in another way. You know, like, for this to be permanent or whatever.
I'm not even asking for permanent. I'm asking for a real suspension. This is not one.
I mean, 10 games is fine. When he gets picked up by a team, somebody should have to put him on their roster and sit him out the entire time. That's what should happen. How do you get suspended when you're not on a roster? Is it an indefinite suspension? No. Well, why is he not on a roster? It's like, come on, man. Like, the thing, it doesn't make any sense if that's the case.
And I last night, I made a call just to make sure what I'm reading was what I'm reading. I said, so let me get this straight. Someone who would be in the know. I said, let me get this straight. The suspension begins August 26th, whether he is or is not on someone's roster. They said, yes. How is that a suspension? That's not a suspension.
You're not in the league. You're not playing for it. You're not in the league.
Walmart just suspended me from working there for the next 6 months.
What are you going to do?
I'm just not going to work there ever. Because I don't work there. He doesn't have a job. How do you suspend somebody that doesn't have a job?
True story. When I coached in an NJCCA, there's a coach who got suspended. He left. He didn't serve a suspension to the other place. He left. I'm not serving that suspension. Yeah. I'm gone. No one else made him serve that suspension. So this is almost like, you committed this incident with the Baltimore Ravens, So the next team doesn't have to suffer for it. They just can sit down and watch you. Nah, man.
Because the whole point of picking somebody up that's suspended, especially someone that's or has been as talented as Tucker, the whole point, like, you're eating up a roster spot if you want him.
Yep.
And then now you can just say, hey, we'll wait. Something happens to your kicker. Hey, we've got the best kicker in the history of the league. We'll see what he can do. It's not like he was not good last year, but you'd like to think that he could find himself and get back into that for his sake.
Unless it's Father Time. Maybe. Father Time redefines you.
I don't know that Father Time would have done to him what he did to him last year. I think the mental part of this got to him.
Let's go out to Larry in East Baltimore. What's up, Larry?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing good. Well. How are you?
Well, I'm saying, for come to the suspension, because really what you're talking about, some of those women are lying.
No, they're not.
How do you know that?
How do you know?
Because, look, I mean, you know, they just, they're money. They want money. Come on.
Is that what happens all the time? Everybody that's been sexually assaulted, they just want money.
You can't trust nobody when it comes to money.
Larry, let me ask you a question. How did the ladies come forth?
Because they thought they could get some money.
No. How did they come forth?
Through a paper, wasn't it?
Okay, so the ladies did not go and seek information or give information to the paper. The paper heard secondhand what happened and found those ladies. They didn't come forth for the money. And I'll tell you this, while you're speculating, the three of us specifically knows one woman who's involved in this, and guess what? She has not sought money. So how...
Well, why didn't she say something kind of happened?
She did say something happened, and nobody believed them.
Yeah.
Larry, she said something happened at the time, and no one believed her.
Can I ask this? So anybody that's ever come forward against somebody, whether it's right away or in a length of period of time, they're lying because they want money?
Well, Larry, you're the people that kind of rule these kind of things that makes people who are victims not want to come forward.
Yeah.
Because every time they do, you think they're lying for money. When the facts are... The one I can speak for one of them firsthand. She went to someone when it happened. They didn't believe her. Or didn't matter. It was Justin Tucker that wanted to keep his business, didn't want to chase the Ravens away. All right? Then when it came back forth, she was sought out by the paper. And to this day, she hadn't looked for any money.
Yeah.
You know what sucks about this whole situation?
What is that?
Just from that call?
There's so many people that believe, like, think like him.
Well, that's half of it. The other half is... Everyone believes when you're accused of something, you did it automatically.
Yeah.
So you can't win. Both sides. People, you just an accusation, you did it. And then when it's an accusation, it's like they're all lying. So
I just watched.
We just let these things play out and, like, be, you know.
Well, people that have no information on the story, like Larry chiming in, like, oh, they just want money. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the way it goes. I just watched Surviving Ohio State and what happened when all those wrestlers came forward and said that they were sexually molested or sexually assaulted. Everybody's like, oh my God, you guys are men. You're wrestlers. Just knock the guy out, not understanding that this took place over time. They were groomed. This doctor was coming in, and they come in for an arm injury, and he checked their groin. Yeah. Oh, got to check you for hernia, and all of a sudden now he's cupping them, and then it gets into other stuff, and nobody wanted to listen to him. The problem is, if we're going to
Because Larry said they were lying.
Yeah, they were just trying to get some money. I mean, come on, man. That's ignorant. It's just ignorant.
Let's go to Ryan in Baltimore. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning.
I just had a quick question on, I don't necessarily want to say a technicality or anything, but if Justin Tucker, in lieu of all these accusations and everything before the league made their decision, if he came out and said, I'm retiring, I'm done, is there anything the league can do, especially when it comes to, like, his pay and anything like that?
I don't think they can affect the length of it, right? Like, once you get 5 years or 10 years in, yeah, that's going to set up what your pension is.
Yeah,
that's
a major lawsuit you mess around, do stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't think you could do anything after the fact. I'm trying to think of a player that had something happen at the end of his career and then just walked away. There's got to be a couple that's not coming to mind right now.